Hello, Sublette County. This is Albert Summers reporting to you from Cheyenne on action that occurred on February 21st, the eighth day of the 2024 budget session. The House worked bills and budget amendments late into the night all week, including Friday, and I couldn't get my updates out to you good folks. I believe it is important to talk about what happened on third reading of the budget. On support for mental health care, we passed three third reading amendments, and I supported all of them. Amendment 26 funds a statewide survey from the Department of Education on the status of school district programs on suicide prevention, and a report is required to the Joint Education Committee this August. Amendment 18 gives $250,000 to the University of Wyoming Family Medical Residency Practice for counselors for prenatal care for pregnant mothers and veterans' mental health medication. This little bit helps after HB 5, a bill that would have provided broader care to those two groups, died last week. I sponsored Amendment 50, which appropriates $18.5 million of excess K-12 funds for the purpose of mental health care grants to local districts. This is an effort to provide more support for children in crisis until the legislature reexamines the appropriate number of counselors in the K-12 funding model during a recalibration of the model that will occur in 2025. The House heard and passed Division 1 of Third Reading Amendment 57, which funds a study related to early childhood education. The study is to be completed by the Department of Education. Wyoming ranks at the bottom for providing resources and options to parents for early childhood education. I support additional funding opportunities for early childhood education, and I believe studying the topic is a good idea. I do not support compulsory universal early childhood education, as I believe that pre-K education is a decision for the parent to make, not the state of Wyoming to require. Third reading amendment 30 passed. The amendment added back into the budget the various capital construction projects that were voted down last week in a bill. The projects included major facility maintenance at the Boys School, Riverton State office renovations, and facility work at Camp Guernsey for our National Guard. We had a good debate on whether state capital construction is an ordinary expense of government. The Wyoming Constitution only allows the budget bill to be for the ordinary expense of government and public schools. I believe that routine replacement of state-funded buildings is an ordinary expense of government, and I supported the amendment. In my opinion, the legislature is the first bulwark to defend the Wyoming and U.S. Constitution, and I believe those debates are healthy. Amendment 46 would have reduced the money allocated for large energy projects, but this amendment failed. The governor's office uses these dollars to go towards matching funds for large energy projects. I believe these projects are important to keep Wyoming as an energy leader in the country, and I have voted against the amendment in order to keep the original budget amount. The House heard third reading amendments related to the Kelly parcel. The draft budget includes a sale of the Kelly parcel to the National Park Service for $100 million. The Kelly parcel is a piece of state-owned land within the boundaries of Grand Teton National Park. Currently, the state receives limited returns on the parcel, equating to $2,800 a year. There was important debate on the floor, and two amendments passed placing conditions on the property sale. I sponsored Amendment 86, which passed and requires that livestock grazing and hunting use be preserved in perpetuity on the parcel as a condition of the sale. Another important condition we placed on the sale was through Amendment 76, which conditions the sale on the governor making a determination that the United States Bureau of Land Management's record of decision for the Rock Springs planning area does not select Alternative B with respect to rights-of-way and fluid mineral leasing. Essentially, what this amendment does is give the governor leverage with the Department of Interior to ensure that Wyoming gets a fair shake in the Rock Springs RMP. It gives the governor authority to negotiate with the federal government from a position of equal footing. Each party in the negotiation has something the other wants. This sale does not happen if the governor chooses not to allow it. I spoke in favor of this amendment. The governor needs this arrow in his quiver while he is negotiating with the Department of Interior on the fate of the Rock Springs RMP. A favorable outcome on the Rock Springs RMP is essential to the economy and culture of Southwest Wyoming. Protecting $1 billion worth of economic activity in Southwest Wyoming, protecting the traditional uses of grazing and hunting on the Kelly parcel, protecting the land from million-dollar homes, and $100 million for education would make this sale worthwhile. I can be reached at albert@albertsummers.com with questions or comments. Thank you.